Welcome to Last Week on Keys of the Girl Quarantine Edition. I'm your host, Bianca Brady. And I'm here, as always, with Keith Malley and with Hemda, because the show, it must go on. Hello, friends.
Hi, this is pretty cool.
How you doing? Literally, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm in my room, shocking. And a little overwhelmed because it's just like everything is different in 1 week's time. Mm-hmm. And everyone is anxious about the same thing. It's just so, so odd and so overwhelming. How are you guys doing?
Do you literally leave your house? Do you go to the grocery store, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do. And I still have to go to the doctor like twice a week. So,
okay. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'll come to the studio. You know, no one else is really here. I'll go shopping in and out pretty quick for, my newspapers. I need to survive. But not doing too much. I don't know. We're all in this together. How exciting, except for the deaths.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I definitely had stress naps. The first 3 days, it was just info coming in, and then pandemic, and then it was just too many announcements. And it was me and Xerxes, and we're just like, why am I so tired? Like, we'd be like, no, I'm not tired. And then we'd wake up 3 hours later, like, wow, that was a deep, like almost emotional sleep.
Yeah, I definitely had to stop reading the news for the most part. I can't like take in too much more information or else I'll start. I don't know. It's just like there's nothing to do to really distract yourself from the news. So you just have to sit there with it. It's not like you can read it and then go out and, you know, go to a bar, drink your troubles away.
Well, it's tough because, you know, with the 24-hour news cycle, they keep giving you the non-information. It should be every 4 hours, there's what they pieced together in the last 4 hours.
Yeah, but I'm excited to get this check from the government.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get like $1,100 or $1,500.
Oh, yeah. That's going to help a lot. That's awesome. Thank you.
But leukemia-wise, things on the up and up?
Yeah, I mean, try having cancer during a global viral pandemic.
No one gives a shit.
It's an interesting ride. My friend was like, I hope people aren't forgetting that you have cancer now mm-hmm. that bad things are happening to them.
Right.
I was like, thanks, man.
Yeah, even with cancer, you were allowed on the subway.
I know. This is just it's absurd.
Yeah, who are
you? Doesn't make sense.
Just your luck. Just your luck. When I get cancer, everybody gets cancer.
I know. Now all of a sudden people are afraid for their health. Of course. But you know what? We can't dwell on the present. We have to talk about the past, which is the show, because that's all we have to hold on to is our sense of normalcy during this time. I feel like that's a wartime mentality, you know?
Right.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. But so, Keith and the Girl, it's a show that you guys have done historically for the past 15 years. And this is a show called Last Week on Cuban Girl, where we talk about the previous week's episodes. So here's the thing. So much has changed in a week that we have to go all the way back to when Peter and Sarah were on talking about a book called Finding Happy.
Well, they had balls. We should just make them look like assholes. What the fuck? And then he was telling us we got to look at the movie Real Genius. Is that's going to help us out? Val Kilmer as a kid?
I'm just absolutely out of my mind thinking that. But a week ago, we were thinking about, like, what can we do to improve our emotional self? And are paparazzis really bad people? Like, who cares?
Oh, yeah, but don't we need that book now more than ever?
Well, now I want the paparazzi to look through my windows. I need company.
A guide to permanent satisfaction. Step one, don't get the coronavirus and die. Chapter two, reread chapter one. End of book.
Right. Achoo.
No, but Peter and Sarah are so sweet, and they're actually neighbors of mine. And Sarah reached out via text to see if I needed anything, you know, from 6 feet apart, if she could drop anything off. So they're a real sweet duo.
She said, "Leave
that's
the
really nice."
She said, "Leave the money in a bag outside your door. I'll put the book in."
Yeah,
that'll cheer you up.
She was like, I don't know if I'll be able to punch somebody out for toilet paper, but I will try.
That's funny.
It is crazy how that's being, I was going to say eaten up, but maybe it is. How all the toilet paper was the first thing missing, even before bread.
Yeah, I mean, definitely people don't know where to put their anxiety.
Right, and they're assholes.
Because people... I think they said it's because people are so grossed out by viruses. And when they think of gross things, they think bathroom and shit. Mm. And they're like, must protect my ass. Or maybe they're taking, I got to protect my ass a little too literally.
Literally.
Yeah. I've said this before. Xerxes likes one ply toilet paper. So that's what we're working with here.
Well, back in that. By the way, can you explain that?
Can I explain it? No. Can you, what, that we didn't break up? No, I can't explain it.
Why would he like, well, you had to ask him why, right? Why does he prefer one ply toilet paper?
It's more comfortable, like it feels better. I don't know.
On what planet? A pillow feels better, but we can't use it because it's not practical. So you got to go two ply. We found the right amount of plies.
I love him so much.
That is crazy. No shit, you don't do ass play. It's disgusting back there.
Good point, Keith.
I wouldn't either. Oh, my Lord. I'm nervous about my chairs. We have to have a big talk when this whole mess is over.
Well, the money that we save on one ply, I use for adult wipes. So no worries.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, a compromise. Lovely. In that episode, you talked about going to the Borgata via bus.
Oh, man.
As if, you know, you would be so bold as to think that you could take a bus there, you right. entitled asshole.
I think they wanted to, everybody
every time
to just
you go. Got on the bus, you were like, can I go here? And they were like, no. They were like, I'm going to go on the bus. And they were like, no.
And then
they were trying to warn you.
And then they stop
corona.
At my stop and they go, all right, you fought through it. Here's your exact stop. Okay. I think Greyhound just wants you to go home. And they're just like, we won't take you. This paper says you have to. No, please. Okay.
They're so
the
ready for coronavirus.
Borgata, Borgata. My God.
And that was the beginning when you heard of this. By the way, you might hear some dings every so often. Apparently, I'm tied into Andrea's Facebook and she's messaging in quarantine right now a lot. So anyway, in the meantime,
log out.
I don't know how. It just pops up and goes away. But there's nothing's open that says Facebook. But anyway, she's still hitting it virtually, so that's good.
That's good. Happy to hear it.
On that show, though, we were also talking about that somebody upped the price of Purell. $79 they were selling it. So it was the beginning. And yeah, if I knew it was going to turn into what it is now, of course I wouldn't have been on that bus that's scary as is.
Yeah, you really took your life into your hands.
I really did.
Where the woman Borgata has a pool.
Borgata has a pool?
Mm-hmm.
Because
did you go in the pool?
I did go in the pool. I was thinking water might get rid of the virus, but
chlorine cleans everything.
I went in the hot tub. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What was the poll there? Do you think everything will turn out okay?
Close.
And it then, was... like, a couple people said yes, and now they look like idiots.
Will you survive the week? Yes, no. It was about Peter Grossman and him defending paparazzis. By the way, I didn't bring up, if you recall on that show, the paparazzi point. Or if I did, it's because he brought it up before the show started. And he says, I kind of want to defend things about the paparazzi. And I'm like, really? You wanna? And Kendra's like, what he's trying to say is, you wanna? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, here we go. We asked the audience, paparazzi, yes or no? Two people, not percent, people said yes. Everybody else said no. I don't know
how many of those no's are buying Us Weeklies and People magazines?
Sure, but you could still be disgusted by it.
No, you can't. You're buying it. You love it. You're the reason it's there.
I want to know who the most handsome man of the year is. I don't want that page of people, you know, screaming up against Adele when she's trying to enjoy a sandwich.
That's what they're teasing you with. So they know what page you're turning to.
I read
it. Yeah, you want the Playboy articles? Okay.
Caramba.
Little known fact, I did used to work at Us Weekly with Peter for 3 years. And he didn't know me then, and I didn't really know him either. But they did pay me a decent amount for 3 years. So in that sense, yes.
What was your job?
I was a fact checker.
I fact checked their addresses. Was that indeed a cheese sandwich?
Yes, and it was cheddar. I called the company.
I remember one time there was a picture of Mark Wahlberg carrying like a tray with tinfoil over it into like his kid's school or something. And the paparazzi, it was a paparazzi picture, but the caption said Mark Wahlberg stars. They're just like us. Mark Wahlberg brings baked goods into his kid's school for a thingy majig.
Right.
And I had to go up to the person and be like, we don't know that there are baked goods in there. So we can't say brought baked goods because we can't confirm that.
Right.
So that was my job, was to be.
So it is being taken seriously. Worst. Right. To be the worst. Yeah, if I pass TMZ, I'll watch it. But at the same time, I'm able to go, no, I think The Rock just wants to get off the airplane. And I don't think it's humbling him so that we don't understand. You know, when Sarah was defending him, saying, do you think they should have all this money and the regular person doesn't have all that money? Well, you would like things to be more even, but the money is there in the movie, so the actors should get the money. So now we got to see them trip over steps to even things out? Okay. I just don't get it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't either. But as I said, they did pay me. So.
Right. Checks were always on time.
What am I to do?
Checks were always on time?
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
And if you worked on Mondays, you worked late.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pay for a car service home.
Wow.
And give you dinner.
And give you dinner. Did they take pictures of you eating or you can eat on your own time?
Well, I started a inter-office gossip magazine called Us Weekly Weekly.
Okay.
Where I just talked shit about the other people in the,
right.
in the office.
Boy, we had
Peter was in there a couple times because he he does have a very loud speaking voice.
He's a loud speaking voice, and sometimes he gets written up. Here he goes again. They yell just like us.
He were a couple blind items. Yeah, yeah.
He's a blind item. No. He's yelling again.
We do have to move on.
Yeah.
We don't have much time left.
Right, literally. Yeah.
Bullet points and punchlines with Lee Camp.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of Lee Camp?
Loved him. What a guy. Doing God's work for Bernie Sanders and, trying to tell people the truth
right.
for once in their goddamn lives.
working for a Russian-owned company, he said that there was the Russian collusion, if I understood him right, was a hoax, but there are people in jail related to that. What do we think about that?
Well, you know, I don't know. Everybody's paying somebody somewhere
right.
to do something. So, I don't know. I mean, he seems to be above board.
Right.
You think he's full of shit?
No, I think he's diligent. I didn't know, but I was surprised when he said that Russians did not get involved in election. And when he was talking about the Facebook ads, I don't know how much I care about Facebook ads. If you can confuse dummies like that, I don't know how it's against the law. If you can put out an ad saying, do you really think that Hillary Clinton can beat Jesus Christ arm wrestling? And you fall for it, and so you don't like Hillary anymore. I don't know what to tell you. You would have voted dumb on something else anyway. But when it comes to literally, you know, rigging elections, the way I think you would somebody would mean when they say that, I don't think that could be ignored.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's all just absolutely irrelevant now.
But after this conversation, we're just going to ignore it. So when you say it can't be ignored,
no, I'm going to go over and fight Russia.
I mean, I don't. Right. Like, well, I don't mean it.
People are going to jail. What am I going to do? I'm going to start arresting people? No, people are on it and people are in trouble. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Lee didn't get the memo. But in general, I think he's on the side of good, and I enjoyed him very much.
And he, you know, he gave JFOD a platform.
Yeah, and he gave JFOD and tried. Like, JFOD kept becoming a million different people from one day to the next. So, you know, it became hard for him. But, yeah, he has the same – Lee has that manic energy. He's just able to control it more. But I could see why JFOD appeals to him.
What was the poll there? Who cares about politics when we're all going to be dead in – couple weeks time.
Very close. It was who will win, Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders? And at 58%, Joe Biden.
Coronavirus. That too.
So it looks like, of course, that Joe Biden will be the winner after all. I don't know how many of these votes happened after the fact of, you know, the big voting days. That seems to happen a lot on our polls, I notice. I mentioned how regarding the Super Bowl it happened. Who will win? And after the Super Bowl happens, people that didn't vote yet go to vote and pick the winner to be right. But it's anonymous. So who are they doing it for? Who knows? Yeah, it's a world of psychopaths is what I'm saying. If you go back...
I mean, we do have science. All we have left is science, people. Don't mess with Keith Speakers.
Thank you.
During this time of national crisis,
why you fuck? We have this virus going around. People are fucking with science.
Not cool, man.
Not at all.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Shooters got a shoot with Erica Spera. Mm-hmm. Remember dating?
I do remember dating.
That was quaint.
I see people on Facebook.
That was a quaint part of our history.
Guys don't care, though. People on Facebook are still trying to get with Andrea, I see right here. Guys don't care, but yeah, women are saying no. No.
No. I like Erica a lot, though. I like her voice. Mm-hmm. I like her vibe. I like her confidence. She's funny. She's cool. A great guest.
Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, her herpes isn't such a big deal, right? Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. I don't know. Put cream. We asked the poll back in a simpler time, would you date somebody with herpes? 59% say yes. 41% say no.
That's cool.
100% R.
Yeah. How many of the 59 are already dating someone with herpes?
Or they're dating someone who's dating someone with herpes, which is them.
Right. But do you have it? And then people rate 100%.
Exactly.
We talked about the...
Now we can't even go into each other's houses. So it doesn't matter if you have herpes because you'll never see another soul.
Yeah, we should put the poll up again and see what people say. Like, hey, now that it doesn't matter. Well, why not? Yeah, I liked Erica very much. Well, not too much, baby, you know. But
she was cool, very professional, excited to be there, like didn't swat any answers. She just was completely participating. Great guest.
Right. Let's see. What else we got over there? Show 3,245, Hurt So Good with Lindsay Goldwert. Lindsay was brand new to our show.
Oh, my God. I could hardly finish this one.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, controversial.
I've stopped being polite now that we're in Corona hell.
Right. You started getting real.
Yeah. Lindsay, okay, learn how to answer a goddamn question. Okay. Please.
Okay, but what if the questions are about the book she wrote? Is that fair to ask?
I don't know. It's like, so, Lindsay, what'd you have for lunch? Well, it's interesting. You know, the thing about lunch is that you just have to be honest about what you're putting on your plate. Right. And then, by extension, what you're putting in your mouth.
Right. But what did you have for lunch?
You know, we haven't decided yet what we have.
Right. What did you have either today or yesterday for lunch? You.
Seems like some people call it pizza while others might call it a rustic flatbread. You know, right. It's just about how you personally within your heart make your life feel like lunch.
Right. But you had pizza.
I never said that.
Right.
I never said that.
Okay. No. All right.
I never said that.
Well, fantastic. So your new book, I Had Pizza for Lunch, is available. And I hope people check it out. It's the greatest book I ever heard about pizza and lunch.
I think that was a pretty spot on impression of the whole episode.
Holy shit.
You can use BDSM in the bedroom. Well, I assume. And the boardroom. How so? I don't know. I was just, they had alliteration. I don't fucking know, Keith. Okay, fair enough.
Wait, didn't you say something like you knew this was going to happen because she said I'm an open book?
She said I'm an open book. She said ask me anything twice. Not twice.
No.
Don't say that twice. No. And that's why maybe you thought, hey, Keith's questions, and I don't think so anyway. I got to assume these people are instant friends and you can ask them anything. But I do understand maybe somebody heard and thought maybe these questions are invasive right away. But I'm like, all right, it's a book about BDSM and how you can use it in all aspects of your life. We got to get right to it. She hinted at doing other sexual things outside of her marriage. All right, we got to get right into it. But then when those aren't being answered and you said, ask me anything specifically.
So, I mean, I was walking down the street listening, and at one point I said out loud, oh God.
Right.
Was it rude when I said, where are you from? And she goes, Long Island. I'm like, I fucking knew it.
Well, somebody reached their point at that time. And what a great point Henda was making about Gristides, the billionaire. You know, he looks like Boss Hogg, who would use these security footage for his stores. He used it on people that his daughter would date. And Hendo's like, you know, get out of your daughter's pussy. You're disgusting, blah, blah, blah. I think also some of those words were aimed somewhere else.
It's just
Just a thought. Yeah. Just a thought. Okay, very good.
She had to get it out of her system.
Yeah, something was building up. And I'm not saying the guy wasn't disgusting, and these fathers are disgusting. They look at their daughters in a sexual way, quite frankly. But it was just interesting, the veracity.
Well, Lindsay was inspiring. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, also, while I was listening to that, walking in Manhattan, I literally walked by Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah?
Walking his dog. And I sort of looked at him and I was like, in my head, like, maybe we could have you back.
Right.
Maybe it's fine. Maybe it's fine what you did, because
no one cares.
Right now, I and then I lied down on the sidewalk in front of him and, you know, let his dog just put its penis on me without consent.
It really is a confusing time, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You don't know what you're supposed to do.
That's right. You hear the dogs can't get it, and now it's like, well, what am I supposed to do with the dog now?
It's really good, though, that Andrea has a new revenue stream coming in with her with her thirst sales.
Mm-hmm. Thirst sales are spiking. Pigs. Yeah.
I'm so proud of her, and I love her butt.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures of pipe, yeah. The poll was, what are you more into? The B, the D, the S, or the M? 41%, pretty overwhelming, are into the B, the bondage.
Which one's the bond? Oh,
yeah, they're really? They like tying or being tied up. 10.
Oh, yeah. They're putting 40% of our audience is putting that much effort into sex. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, they could, I mean, they, maybe they like it best, but how many of you have hog tied each other?
Right. 31% enjoy the D. That's domination. And then it goes down to 12 and 15% for the S and the M.
All right.
My answer is, well, it's interesting.
Right.
So letters, when they're in the alphabet, you know, some of them apply to this conversation, some of them don't. And what's really interesting is you have to think about the letters as they apply to your own life. So, okay. Moving on. Weird but true. Weird but not true.
Yeah.
With Kyle Thompson and Laura Regan.
Yes.
Now, this is the Mike Malley history articles episode.
Yes.
As if we didn't feel crazy enough in our quarantine, Keith. You had to put us torture onto our.
Yeah,
come on.
It does feel like it feels like another level. What did you think as a listener? Is it another level to him? Is it more the same?
It's just like somebody who never thought that the internet would happen.
All right.
You know? It's like, yeah, fuck it. I guess people used to be lying more, and like it's kind of cool to think of a world where you would have no qualms about just being like, yeah, no, I'll publish all this bullshit and probably make some money off of it. Also, I'm the best and I know everything.
I'm a doctor.
What?
And another doctor and another doctor and a professor and an ESP expert. And I teach Russian. I have Russian classes. And I help the U.S. Olympic team, the weightlifters of all teams, lift weights.
He really sounds like Trump. I'm the best at this. And Trump knows the internet exists, I think.
Except my dad gives you specifics.
Yeah. He's a lawyer. My dad. So he should arrest himself for calumny.
Oh, what a son of a bitch. This was Craig's thought, Diamond Dogs Craig Klein, saying, you know, maybe, like, sometimes my dad, in these stories, in these articles, he did work with other people. You know, somebody would, you know, find the magic on a piece of paper under a chair that nobody saw. You know, somebody would say, oh, you counted the exact, I'm in the audience, how many coins are in my hand? Well, these coins are in your hand. That's exactly right. So I obviously worked with some people. That means, along the way, he did fuck those people over. Are they looking for him? Is that why I was born in the nowhere in the country? Is it a witness protection program thing? Or is he just trying to get away from people? Is he quarantining himself because he put too much bad will out there? I don't know.
Yeah, what would make him stop, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would he stop? Especially with the internet, he can, you know, come up with new schemes.
I can't believe this is the photo that he selected. I'm just looking at the pictures of the articles.
Yeah.
He's got no choice. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, he has a face.
Oh my God.
My mom, thank
that
God.
That is what he looks like.
My mom dropped a lot of eggs into us. I appreciate yeah, thank that very goodness. Much. Yes. I think it was one sperm and 100 eggs. I think it was vice versa.
Well, it was nice to have those two there to talk about it with. They're great guests, and it's good to have somebody who's been on board for so long back on the show.
Yeah, Kyle. It was fun to see them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the also the coronavirus cancellation started that day when things started closing down.
Yeah, that was probably when we thought, huh, this is funny.
Right.
What? What?
You're kidding.
Yeah, moving on.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the poll was Keith in the Witness Protection Program 50-50.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Makes sense. Okay, episode 3247, My Corona.
Huh?
Yeah.
And so you're finally starting to get it.
Yep.
Hemda's at home. She calls in. Keith is at the studio with little regard for his own life.
It's about to.
Or anyone else's.
I'm actually keeping people alive with facts and guesses.
So at what moment did both of you guys like what was your turning point with the whole corona thing, like where something happened and you were like, oh, it's like this now? Did you have a moment,
Hemda? I think you and I think this would have been without your autoimmune disease. I don't know if you watch more news than me, but I think you were more nervous. Is that true?
I was definitely more nervous. I was starting to talk about canceling shows.
What was that? What was that? Clear in the throat. What was that? Was that a wet clear or a dry clear?
It was pretty dry.
Okay. That's not good.
It was a I smoke weed cough.
Okay.
Xerxes started reading about it. He even, you know, said it could be a pandemic like before, you know, so he sort of had been following it. And now I was just getting updates from him, you know, constantly. And it's, they're preparing to shut down the city. They're preparing for military to come in. It was, you know, all the stuff that we're hearing now that, you know, it's a little bit more. I was hearing that. And a lot of it was stay away from people. And then the immune system, you know, talk started coming in. And, you know, one more person died probably. Oh, there was the first case of a New York City death, I think, the Friday before. And it just was like, wait, why am I doing this? You know? I wouldn't normally, but this seems so extra. It just got so extra that, you know, I just didn't know how to come in. It just seemed stupid to do that, but I hated it. You know, we had Kyle booked that day, Rojo and Lizzie, and we were going to play, You Can't Say That to get ready for KTG week. And, I felt bad canceling, but then I started feeling good canceling, like, hey, I might be saving you. We don't know which one of us has it. Oh, I started doing weird math. Like, well, you know, Rojo actually travels a lot. Kyle hasn't. Nope. Kyle travels a lot too. And then it's like, well, whose career is in this place or that place and who should come over? And I'm like, no, we're all, this is everybody.
Yeah.
I think I answered your question, but I'm not sure. It just went off.
Yeah, I didn't know if Keith, did you have a turning point?
He still hasn't.
Well, yeah, it just obviously it just feels it's more and more surreal. I think I get my news more from friends telling me something just made the news as opposed to the news filling time. Like my friend Craig would tell me, you know, the state of California is on lockdown. That's how I got that information instead of, you know, people thinking what they're going to do. You know, I'm not going to plan my day different. So let me know when schools are closed. Not that you're debating about closing schools. And so with that, yeah, I know there's definitely weirdness. I only go here to the store. Yeah, I think, you know, when it came to remotely recording, it was because Hemda was nervous. And then I got stuff from, I got a printer for my house and a microphone for my house just in case. So That's all I need. You know that song, One Mic? Well, I also need a printer. But other than that, we're set. So yeah, Kenda's the more sensible one, and then we decided to do it this way.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I'm just so, like, I saw that Roy, the comedian Roy Wood Jr., wrote something in New York Magazine about, like, what the future of stand-up comedy might look like, right? Because it's, I mean, every industry is taking a big hit, but it seems like comedy, it's going to change pretty rapidly. Well, if people aren't allowed to gather in places.
Well, also, they're going to have to practice in their house, and I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah. The Keith Malley model might finally catch on.
Everybody was laughing. He doesn't go out. Yeah, he doesn't go out. He's also not sneezing.
All right. Well, I'm so glad we were able to do this. Mm-hmm. What was the poll for that one? Are you okay? Yes or no?
The poll for 3247 My Corona, the poll was, do you have the coronavirus? 87.5% say no, but 12.5%.
How would they know?
I don't know. You hear on the news, sometimes people get tested, it seems. So I guess 12.5%. have corona tests in our audience.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's a lot, though.
Well, I hope everyone's okay.
They wouldn't say hi to somebody with herpes, but they have corona.
Maybe that's why. Maybe the poll was skewed this week.
Right.
All right. Anything else,
stay inside. Guys? Stay inside. Stay inside.
Yeah. Well, the show after that, episode 3248, Love in the Time of Corona, we talked more about, how the virus is catching on and whatnot. And I learned that Brother Love, our buddy, is now a Tennessee gun owner.
Mm. Yeah, that seems like a little bit smart. Why didn't I think of that?
Love it. You can see the picture of him in his rocking chair at keithandthegirl.com. But it's funny the way he shows you the gun. Like, he doesn't even hold it like you'd hold a gun. It's in his palm. Here it is. With his legs crossed. I dare you. The poll for that one was, you getting laid? Let's see how people are doing it out there. 55% say yes, they are getting laid.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Now, the next poll should be, are you getting laid with somebody you love? Or someone you're stuck with?
I think I might have to marry a roommate, by law.
Oh, yeah, my God. I didn't think of this. All that common law stuff. All these people are automatically married.
Yeah.
I knew that was a bad idea. Oh, well. All right. You got any plans today, Bianca?
You can't
say no to virtually meeting somebody nowadays, right? Like, I'm busy tonight. You're not busy tonight. How do you know? You're on the news. You're not busy.
I might, brush my teeth again just for something to do.
Amen. Well, right. We're live another day. Thank you very much.
I'm going to sing us out.
Y'all, please do.
Because the flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away. Cause I'm proud to be a Corona kin, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't leave my house today or tomorrow or the next day. But I might stand up to brush my teeth or to eat a grocery. Cause there ain't no doubt I won't leave the house. Corona USA.
Lovely.
TheGirl.com.
Oh no, that sounds like a cough, lovely.